when one of the others were sick? Did you ever catch anything from them?
No, I was fearful of whooping cough because I never had had whooping cough. But I used a Kreftlin lamp, had it going in the room, and I would go from one to the other as they got awake. And I remember in that siege that I had them all, four beds in the one room. And in jumping from one to the other, I was so worn out that when I got awake in the morning, my head was on one bed, my feet on the other, and I was on the floor in the middle. That I had just fallen asleep that way, you know, and probably fallen down while I was sleeping. But they came through all right, and they came out of it. The only time that was really a worry was when Patrick had the left side that was sort of, it looked as though it might be, he was lame on the left foot. And that went on for a year. And then as he would get near the end of the school year and would try to run, as soon as he tried to run, he got very lame. So I took him into a pediatrist that had been a doctor in the war. And I had x-rays taken, had this man examine him, and looked at the x-rays, and he said he couldn't figure anything except that the left femur was a little smaller than the right. He said, that's not too much, but he said, have you ever noticed him having any spell of fever? Well, Aunt Mary had been sick in bed, and while Aunt Mary was sick in bed for 3 weeks, that boy lay in bed with a fever. And in the morning, it would be about 99 and would creep up. In the afternoon, about 103 or 4. And the same thing each day.
He was young then.
Oh, yes, he was about... He was in school. I guess he was maybe 10 years old. And that went on until the doctor said, well, all I know now to do is try this solution and give it to him every 15 minutes. And I did. And he sort of came out of it, and the fever left, and he was relieved, and went back to school. But when it came at the end of the school year, of that school year, he was quite lame again. And when I took him back to this big specialist, this doctor, the only thing he could tell me was that he had every symptom of polio except the paralysis, and that he had escaped by the prompt action and the prompt doing of attending to him immediately. He had escaped the further development of it. And even today, Patrick has a slight limp in that left foot, particularly if he's tired. And that's the history of it.
That was about the worst anybody ever had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the worst. And at the time, of course, we didn't know how bad it was, so didn't realize. And Winifred had the diphtheria, that she had been sick for the sore throat for a couple of days, and this night I was up nearly all night with her. She was delirious, and Dad had gotten two tickets for the football game, and he let Frank and myself go to the football game. And I had a medicine the doctor gave me to give them every 15 minutes when they had sore throat. And I got that, and I went to the football game and left Pop to give her this medicine. And when I came back from the football game, she was worse. And I called up the doctor, and he came in. I told him everything I'd done, and he said I had done all I could, and he would come in the morning, and he came in the morning and said she had diphtheria. The medicine hadn't worked, nothing had done the way it usually did, because I always had medicines on hand to use, you know,
yeah,
and practically knew what to do for them myself.
Well, did you have to learn all about medicines from the beginning after you got married?
Oh, yes, I knew nothing before I got married. I knew nothing about children, I knew nothing about medicines, I knew nothing about taking care of them or doing for them or anything else. And my mother knew less. Who's that? I guess Winifred was only 8 years old when she went over here to the dental clinic of Penn and had her teeth attended to. She's the only one that did, but she went of her own accord.
The others had to be pushed.
The others had to be dragged almost to the dentist, but she seemed to realize that it was good for her. And she was always more or less the little mother type. The germ was there, and as soon as she got old enough, she started looking after the others. And when Frank was ordained, she took over everything here. I was sick in bed, Granny was sick, and she just took the house over. And her Granny was dead.
That's right.
Granny was dead. Granny was gone. And she just took the house over and ran it.
And now that recalls to me the way Granny can be brought in is the story of her death and how it affected the children. I see I can get more angles on that from the children, too.
Yeah.
And that will kind of give us an evaluation of Granny or how she fitted into the family.
Well, I'll never forget Frank when he came home on his way down to Washington. Down to the Theologate in Washington. And he had been away then 3 years. And Granny died while he was a novice.